Escape Tales. A basic pattern used for folk tales all over the country may build up to an elaborate or simple account of escape, leading to the question in the listener's mind, how did you do it? Of course, the climax is reached by the unexpected response, I didn't.
A strange thought just crossed my mind. Paid the rains back in kind. 'Twas the thought of sweet May coming on. The days are running so slow. My heart is aching to go, and my feet surely for the road, the long hot summer. Oh, now the summer long. I have been tied to this land since the day I was planned by the need to feed my body and mind. Look, you can work till you're gray, waste your whole life away. What security then do you find? Long hot summer. Oh, now the summer long. I don't have no one to cheat, don't have no one to beat. You know I just need some room to uncurl. I don't have no aim in view, just some dreams to pursue as I wallow around in the world. Things I must do, places to see. Things I must do, now I've nothing now to hold me here. And I'll take the southward road.
Or healing charm was used on my mother, first to cure a severe toothache, and at another time to allay the pain of severe burns. The sorceress who used the charm was a tall, imposing woman, an aristocrat in appearance, and supposedly by birth. In using the charm, she took a basin of water, stirred it with a pulpo, or Finnish knife, and had mother take a sip of the water and spit it into the fire, repeating the charm at the same time. In the case of the burns, she bathed the legs with the water, repeating the words, your pains to the wind, your aches to the fire, your sufferings to the kettle of hell. And in the Finnish, these words are, tulehen tuskas, valkehan vaivas, kipus helvetin kattilaan.
Ja väliin kapu baninga ponge ya beso mama jaliena ka este este na lo ba kenayo este ponge na Tumalambea mama, tumalambea mama, tumalambea mama, baninga tumalambea mama, tumalambea mama, tumalambea mama, baninga tumalambea este, tumalambea este, tumalambea tika. Ya baninga ya beso nanga mama jani Morese akonde mbananga Morese mwana batu asayo Morese kaka nanga Mama nanga este nanga bakuibisu balingi bisu ba cigarette avalo ba mwana baninga kazi kubule loko soko motima la beso lengi ba mwana njoto ya baninga mama na beso ponge ayo tumbalambea mama tumbalambea mama tumbalambea mama baninga tumbalambea mama tumbalambea mama tumbalambea mama tumbalambea mama tumbalambea na baninga tumbalambea na baninga tumbalambea mama na gai mama tumbalambea este tumbalambea mama tumbalambea.
Now he can put that in his pipe and smoke it.
Maybe he doesn't smoke a pipe.
Well, whatever, he smokes it.
Well, you gotta be careful about those things.
Mm-hmm. can show it a good man kill.
Agricultural song. Doesn't really make much sense to me, but I'm sure you'll understand. Now there once was a farmer who sat on a rock, shaking his whiskers and waving his fist at the people all gathering sticks and teaching the children to play with their kites and their marbles as in days of old yore. When along came a lady who looked like a decent young person with a face like a duck. They say she's discovered a new way to teach the young children to sew and to knit. Two boys in the barnyard were shoveling mud from the stable and mowing the lawn. When along came the squire who pulled out his horse from the stable to go on a hunt. His wife's in the bedroom powdering her nose with some powder she keeps in a box. She's just getting over her last dose of gout and rheumatics, and it's left her all stiff. They say she's contracted a new strain of what did you think I was going to say? It's all in your mind, and that's all for today.
Yeah! We could teach him Mona.
Mona?
Have you ever heard Mona? Ready?
What is it?
One, two, three. Mona, you give me Bona. You make my eyes surprise. You make my Levi's rise. And when you start to flirt, you make my squirt.
Whistling superstitions. Whistling is disapproved of in many occupations because of the bad effects it is supposed to have upon those involved, such as mining, in a newsroom, or in the theater. A popular proverb shows the taboo as applying to women who were thought to have talked with the devil. A whistling girl and a crowing hen always come to no good end. Yet another version of the same idea states, girls that whistle and hens that crow make their way wherever they go.
I fell in love with a neighbor's girl. Her cheeks was fair and white. Another fellow loved this girl, and it ended in a fight. This fellow's name was Tommy Smith, and we had been great chums. We'd shared each other's troubles, boys, we'd shared each other's fun. It all fast at night. When Tom and I was quarreling, I stabbed him with my knife. I fell on my knees beside him and tried to stop the blood that flowed down so gently. It was like a crimson flood. Boys all gathered around, saying, "Bob, old boy, you'll remember when I am under the ground." Now, boys, you know the reason why that I'm compelled to roam, and why I am so far away from dear old home.
I stand up and look, sit down and look, waiting for you, who promised to visit, so we could view maple leaves at my hut. Evening by evening rain falls, morning by morning frost spreads. If wind happens to blow, maple leaves will fall. If maple leaves fall, what shall I do? Maple leaves that never fall are unheard of, even in the ancient world of gods. Thinking about it, all I can do is to break off a branch. Maple leaves, drained of their color, on one side of my garden. Who are they waiting for? Frost has started to spread.
Got a blues so bad, hurt my feet to walk. Got a blues so bad, hurt my feet to walk. I wouldn't hate so bad, but it hurt my tongue to talk. Mama, I feel like jumping through the keyhole in your door. I feel like jump through the keyhole in your door. I can jump so easy, old man will never know. Some people said weary blues ain't tough. Some people said the weary blues ain't tough. But they don't kill you, hand you mighty rough. Hitch up my buggy, please saddle up my black mare. Hitch up my buggy, saddle up my black mare. I'm gonna find my woman on the road somewhere. She caught the rumbling, I caught the falling down. She caught the rumbling, I caught the falling down. But I never see her, I never turn around. She caught the rumbling, Lord, I caught the falling down. She caught the rumbling, I caught the falling down. I never see her, I never turn around.
Babe the Blue Ox. The legends about Paul Bunyan contain a great deal about his companion and chief assistant in his logging operations, Babe, who was one of enormous size and had a tremendous appetite. In fact, he met his death by eating a great quantity of hotcakes, stove and all. Babe was so heavy that his footsteps formed the lakes of Michigan and of Oregon.
While I was in Jacksonville, I took my wife to a moving picture theater. That is to say, it wasn't a regular moving picture theater. It was an old stable fixed over. But you never know the difference except for the smell. I had a seat right in the orchestra, underneath the balcony railing. The management permitted smoking in the balcony, but I don't think they should allow chewing. The admission price was 50 cents. And when I stepped up to the box office, I forgot for the moment that I was married. And I only bought one ticket. But when I started to walk in, the ticket taker stopped me and said, 50 cents for your wife. And I said, what's that? He said, 50 cents for your wife. I said, all right, sold for 50 cents. It was the first time in all my life that I ever done any profiteering. When we got down to Cuba, I noticed the native women wore very little clothing. In fact, the cigars were the only thing that looked properly dressed. They at least had wrappers on. We stopped at an old-fashioned hotel. The gas was painted on the wall. I had to get up in the middle of the night and rub it out because it kept me awake. But I suppose you had to expect all them things after you married. They say you must marry a woman to find her out. I find my wife out every evening. All at home means to me is dirty kids on the doorsteps and dirty dishes in the sink. My wife is so crazy about moving picture actors that our oldest boy looks like Charlie Chaplin. And my wife is so skinny that when her chest itches, she has to scratch her back. You have to look at her twice to see her once. Although I will say this for her, she is practical. Last summer, she crossed some horse plants with some milkweed. And now all I have to do is go out into the garden and pick an oyster stew.
An opinionated and small-minded cleric was lecturing the people in the tea house where Nasruddin spent so much of his time. As the hours went by, Nasruddin realized how this man's thoughts were running in patterns, how he was a victim of vanity and pride, how minor points of unrealistic intellectualism for its own sake were magnified by him and applied to every situation. Subject after subject was discussed, and every time the intellectual cited books and precedents, false analogies, and extraordinary presumptions without intuitive reality. At length, he produced the book which he had written, and Nasruddin stretched his hand forth to see it, because he was the only literate man present. Holding it in front of his eyes, Nasruddin turned page after page, while the assembly looked on. After several minutes, the itinerant cleric began to fidget. Then he could not contain himself any longer.
"Ah, you are holding my book upside down," he screamed.
"I know," said Nasruddin. "Since it is one of the archetypes which seem to have produced you, it seems to be the only sensible thing to do, if one is to learn from it."
Roosevelt is a mighty fine man, darling. Roosevelt is a mighty fine man, darling. Roosevelt is a mighty fine man, got to be the president of our land, darling. My baby got a diamond ring, darling. My baby got a diamond ring, darling. My baby got a diamond ring, for me ain't got a doggone thing, darling. My baby got a Cadillac, darling. My baby got a Cadillac, darling. My baby got a Cadillac, poor me ain't got nowhere to stay, darling. My baby got a house and a lot, darling. My baby got a house and a lot, darling. My baby got a house and a lot, poor me ain't got doodly squat, darling. Moonshine been you long enough, darling. Moonshine been you long enough, darling. Moonshine been you long enough. Let's get right and drink up this stuff, darling. Came all the way from Arkansas, darling. Came all the way from Arkansas, darling. Came all the way from Arkansas. Just barefoot as darn yard dog, darling. $10 bill on a bottle of beer, darling. $10 bill on a bottle of beer, darling. $10 bill on a bottle of beer. I wish I gosh my honey was here, darling. I got a gal in a white folk yard, darling. I got a gal in a white folk yard, darling. I got a gal in a white folk yard. She don't drink liquor, but she do play card, darling.
Whoopee. The earliest cowboys may have uttered a sound resembling this in an attempt to call their animals. Eventually it came to mean that time men, not animals, got together and had themselves a good, usually uproarious time.
But a good man feeling sad. Oh, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling sad. I know that feeling is one I've often had. Went to the bedside, looked in a woman's face. I went to the bedside and looked in a woman's face. I love you, honey, but I don't like your low-down way. I opened up the door and stepped out on the ground. I opened up the door and stepped out on the ground. Goodbye, honey, I'm Alabama bound. Now there comes that train coming down the railroad track. Now there comes that train, she's coming down the railroad track. She'll take me away, but she ain't gonna bring me back. When I leave here, don't you wear no black. Oh, when I leave here, honey, don't you wear no black. If you do, my ghost's gonna sneak right back. That train I ride, she's called a cannonball. That train I ride, she's called the cannonball. Carries 16 coaches, she carries no blinds at all. Gonna lay my head down on some railroad line. Gonna lay my head down. down on some railroad line. Let the cannonball try and pacify my mind. I looked out the window as far as I could see. I looked out the window as far as I could see. While a brass battle plane near my God to thee.
In an autumn field, hundreds of grasses burst into bloom. Kneeling down, a male deer cries.
That noise, or I'll run the lot of you in the guardhouse. Oh, you couldn't make anybody run. Well, be gary, I made the enemy run.
Hey, corporal, did the enemy catch you?
Get into your blanket, you blackguard.
Ah, boys, I wish I was home. I tell you, home ain't anything like this.
Good night, corporal.
I'll go to bed, you blackguard.
Thank you.
give, girl, we know that you're mine. I drink lots of whiskey in the morning.
So, this ends the formal part of the program.
¿Esa es la parte qué?
Formal.
Es la parte terminal del programa.
Let's get informal.
Sí, sí. So, we can have a big jam. Feel free. Can have a conversation. But, of course, where do we go from here and how it be, that's for sure, because the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And this, again, is living proof we can do more together than any of us can do on our own.
Todos juntos podemos hacer más que cada quien por su propio lado.
I'm lost, but now I'm
Here is a tree older than the forest itself. The years of its life defy reckoning. Its roots have seen the upheavals of hill and valley. Its leaves have known the changes of wind and frost. The world laughs at its shoddy exterior and cares nothing for the fine grain of the wood inside. Stripped free of flesh and hide, all that remains is the core of truth. It's a poem by Han Shan. You are tuned to The Other Side. My name is Cozy Campfire Tenali, wrapping up part 5 of Keep the Home Fires Burning. We began this last set of music with the incredible string band Good Is Gone, Morris Galala, and in Nagala Girl with A Desayo, King David's Jug Band with Rising Sun Blues. We heard Sagra with Agriculture Song, Arthur Miles with Lonely Cowboy Part 2, Furry Lewis with Falling Down Blues, Chris Buchillin with Oyster Stew, Peace from Croatia by Braka Kapugi Tamburaka Orchestra with Tako Si Brigom Sissi. We heard Blind Willie McTell with Hillbilly Willie's Blues, Doc Roberts with Cumberland Blues, La Nina de los Beines with Alegrias. We heard Podank with I Drink Lots of Whiskey, Dye's Sacred Harp Singers, Amazing Grace. Thanks for tuning in. You can find an archive of this show and many more at muddybootsradio.org. Until next time, may the road rise before you.